Neil Atkinson joined by Ken Ailey to talk about a transfer window which I think is marked out by the activity in a way of the two Manchester clubs in quite different ways. I don't think it's solely them, but I think they ended up being the protagonist of the transfer window. I heard an extended conversation last night on Monday night. Is it called the Monday Night Club? The thing that's on Five Live that's got Mark Chapman and Rory Smith and a lot of Chris Sutton, Ken.
Yeah, Monday Night Club.
Monday Night Club, that's what it's called. And I was doing the dishes, and that's when you put the radio on. Or podcasts, and hello to you. And there I was sort of listening to this, and there was an extended conversation about Marcus Rashford's state of mind, given the big move. And unless after I switched it off, nobody at any point mentioned the amount of money Manchester United have opted to give him some time ago. So everyone's sort of talking about how the last two managers have sort of fallen out with him and found him difficult and this, that, and the other. Whilst Rory rightly said there's a lot of innuendo and suggestion that goes on around Rashford, but one of the things that just sort of remained unsaid was he's, let's just say his training ground attitude could be better, but could be worse. He's on an unbelievable amount of money to not be brilliant for Manchester United, and there's probably a key part of why both managers have been encouraged to sideline him is we could do with solving this problem of this fella who earns an unbelievable amount of money and sets our wage bill unbelievably high.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the fact that the player whose attitude in training has most disgusted Ruben Amorim also happens to be the highest paid player in the squad. Well, maybe Casemiro, I'm not sure, but he's definitely joint highest paid. Anyway, the joint highest paid player in the squad who also doesn't have a position in Amorim's system. I mean, are all these things coincidental? You know, I think it's clear that getting rid of him is something they really want to do. The problem
he's on a list somewhere with Christmas hampers. Things we need to get shut over this football legends.
Yeah, you know,
of the football club, Marcus Rashford.
Well, he's costing way more than any of those types of things. That the one thing about it, though, while I think he's obviously being forced out since the first couple of games by Amorim, I thought though his recent, I'd rather play my 63-year-old goalkeeping coach, or I'd rather put my goalkeeping coach on the bench ahead of this guy, was a crazy thing to say.